Yo, Lyndon Wood. You already know what that deal is. It's your boy Dev here. I'm just chilling with that girl, Lauren. Lauren, what's the word, fam?
It is our 21st episode, and it is our last episode of the SaaSCast podcast for the year 2021 to 2022.
Perfect. That's all I needed.
You're really enjoying those sound effects, aren't you?
Hey, man. For not everybody knowing, we just got a new soundboard in here. Thank you, Chad, for real, because this is insane. Shout out to him and the mass communication department.
Yeah.
On God.
Our podcast has just elevated its level.
Stupendously. On
God. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Now, can you, I'll kind of introduce what's going to happen today.
Please do.
So our first interviewee, actually, let's take it back. Okay. So I started working at the SaaS office back in August.
Right.
And I didn't know anyone there except Alexia because we worked on first year council together. And I met this wonderful individual named Devin Hunt. And we were talking about marketing and kind of, he was in charge of social media and I was in charge of, you know, the family newsletter. And he was like, you know, I've always wanted to start a podcast. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And thankfully for our boss and Brooke, who is no longer with us.
Shout outs to her for real.
She's at Webster. She's not dead. Just clarify that.
Clarify.
She's still alive. She just left.
New chapters.
And so we started the podcast. And as me and Devin were talking about who we wanted to be on our podcast, we immediately thought of the wonderful President Robbie Hamilton.
Yes.
Wonderful sound effects.
That was beautiful. And so he was the first person we interviewed. And fun fact, we actually had to interview him twice because he was our first time ever doing this. And we actually didn't record the first episode. For some reason, it just like no sound. Yeah. Everything was not working.
Oh, really? Oh, snap.
And so Robbie was like, it's okay. I love to be on the podcast again. So we recorded a second time and we released our first episode with him. And so when me and Dev were talking about who we wanted to end our season with, we thought we're going to start with Robbie. We're going to end with Robbie.
Oh, me.
So please welcome our 2021-2022 student, president, government, individual, Robbie Hamilton. Those words need to be a little bit.
Yes. Sorry, student body president.
There we go.
Yeah. That's fair.
My brain was not fully working at that point.
I'm sorry, Friday.
2 weeks left.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Man, how is it for everybody going for these 2 weeks, man?
I'm just ready to finish. Eager for what's to happen afterwards, but yeah, it's time for me to go ahead and go. The classes are just wearing me down because it just seems repetitive and it seems like a lot of busy work.
I feel you. That's how it was for like, I had an 8 to 10 page and it was like, I was getting to the end of it and it was like, man, I just feel like doing this, like, it just feels repetitive, and I feel like I'm overstaying my welcome a little bit, and I was like, man, and I was like, all right, let's just finish this.
Right.
Yeah. So, my first question for both of you is, what have you learned in the past 4 years being here at Lyndon Wood?
You want to go first?
Sure. I'll say set priorities. I say, like going over, like, the whole experience of these 4 years, and, like, especially this year, and Tonus, like, finding out what your priorities are. And it's like, I know I preach about resources and all that stuff, but honestly, you can't find those resources without having your priorities in stake.
Very true.
You know, and it's like, I tell people, it's like, I can have fun with you. I can do anything off that outside of, you know, work and all that stuff. But like, when school is the first priority, and it's going to, there's times when it's going to be, like you were saying, Lauren, it's like, I got to get in these steps, but I don't know how I'll have the time for it. And be like, man, because school, so it's that first priority that will force itself in there first, and I would say just set your priorities real.
I agree. I would say networking. If you're going to college but you're not networking, you probably shouldn't go to college.
Truth.
Fact.
You definitely got to get to know a lot of people and build connections that'll go past college.
Yeah.
And another one is just be true to yourself. Don't ever major or do something that you don't really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're following your passion.
Real. I mean, that's why. Also, on God, Robbie. That's what I had to realize. It's like, man, I can't. That's why, like, really, I changed my major, like, in my sophomore year. It's like, man, I don't even know if I'm down to stay in the science department. I switched, and I was like, bro, I found sociology. I was like, yo, this is a whole different world of what I really wanted to, and, like, dig into people's minds and just, like, figure out different things of the world. I was like, yep, definitely.
No, I agree. I'm, you know, doing what I was very unhappy with just my one major. And so I was like, you know what? Let's add a major.
Right.
And everyone was like, all right, Lauren's going to die. She's going to overwork herself and burn out and die. But it's made me a lot happier. Like,
okay.
Have you noticed like a change? Because like I've noticed change.
Yeah, you're a little chippier.
I'm a chippier person.
Yeah. A little chippier than you. I'm not saying you weren't chippy before, but I'm saying that extra type of pep in your step, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely see it.
So, Robbie, was LSG able to complete all the goals they had this year? Because I know that's kind of like a hard thing because like there's a lot of goals and like you can't get everything done in just a year. But like in your opinion, do you feel like LSG was able to meet a lot of the girls' goals at least?
We didn't meet a lot of girls, but we met a lot of girls.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I think we met most of our warm-ups. Goals. Yeah. I know my goal was to make, because the administration is seeing us so high, and then the students kind of feel like they can't teach or reach the administration. And I feel like I've made it more comfortable for students to approach the administration. And my goal was to make the gap between the students and the administration or the administrators a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that I achieved that. I also wanted to make LSG more known, because my freshman and sophomore year, I didn't know who LSG president was.
Same.
And I hope that people know who I was during my tenure.
Absolutely.
Because of the things I did. So I know for me as a president, I came and did what I wanted to do. I believe that the other LSG exec board members have accomplished many or much of what they set out to do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Do you have any advice for the next year's president?
Be humble. Never assume that everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Walk into each room and just be analytical.
Okay.
Don't always try to talk. You know, I think that's what really assisted me, is just listening to what people said more so than me talking, and then my actions would go based off of what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And have an open mind and be very sociable to the students and actually want to listen to them and be very genuine to them.
No, I'm preaching that. And you did a very good job. Very good job at doing that, Robbie.
Thank you.
Just like not like as outside of your personality, but also like just portraying the role and like what it's supposed to be and like being a face for Lindawood. Mm-hmm. Definitely did that. And thankfully, thank you for real.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate honestly. It.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to agree with you. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing you. It was entertaining for like 1 week. We just saw each other every single day. And we were like, all right, who's stalking who? What's happening?
She was stalking
really?
Me.
You were stalking me. It was my event came to.
Oh.
But I gave you the money to do the event. Was that, or was it SAS? That was
SAS. You didn't give me anything. That was from a grant we got from Lindawood to host events for the learning community.
That was from
Lindenwood, not student government.
Yeah, there you go. Damn. I thought it was for student government.
But we did get money for banquets, so.
Well, then there
thanks
it is.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm paying for events over here. She's right telling on. Me I'm stalking her.
Things got to work around, Lauren.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It's worth it.
It was worth
good times.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really entertaining, though. Because it went from, like, me never met him. I was like, no idea who you were. And then... For an entire week, I was like, all right, apparently we're just like every day. I was like, is this going to keep on going? We had a streak.
You'd be like, oh, snap, it's fate.
Yeah. It's always entertaining just seeing you.
Oh, definitely.
My favorite was when I was trying to parallel park and you were right next to me.
And I just watched her too. It was not very successful.
It was not very successful because I'm actually a pretty good parallel parker now.
Yeah.
Because I took some time practicing because, you know, outside Sibley, there's like three spots over there, and I'm trying to parallel park more over there to practice.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
On the strip there. Yeah.
So.
It's so weird. Those parking spots do come in handy, though.
Yeah. Do you know how to parallel park?
That's all I do. It's parallel park, so I'm in a position where I could just drive off.
Facts. On me. Maybe if I not, should turn that wheel. Just peel out of there. Skirt.
Maybe I should have just made him parallel park for me.
Yeah. I was thinking while I was watching, I was like, maybe I ought to get out of my car and ask her to see parallel park for you.
It's like, is it time for some assistance?
You want to hear something really embarrassing but funny?
What?
So, I went on a date, and we went, the individual and I went on a date to the art museum.
Word.
Over by Forest Park. And in Forest Park, there's a lot of parallel parking.
Right.
And so I was driving and I was trying to parallel park and it was not working. And so he was like, do you want me to parallel park for you? And I was like, no, I got it. A couple minutes later, I was like, please do. And I was like, my feminist self was just like, well, that sucks. I was trying to prove something. I was determined. No, I was like, fair. I got this. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you do it.
No, that's fair, because literally that parking lot be packed too. So yeah. Definitely fair. Trying to get on that street is also a maneuver, okay? Sheesh.
So what are both of y'all's plans, if known, of what you're going to do after graduation?
Well, I'm chilling. I'm chilling for a hard minute. Like, I'm going to be real. Like being here at Lindenwood, like, it's also, like, boosted me as a person. But overall, like, it kind of, like, nullified, like, my hunger for, like, knowledge in, like, a systematic way. Mm-hmm. So, like, going on to try to do, you know, grad school and all that stuff, it's like, I don't feel like, I've been cool for it, but it's not like me. It's not me. It's not like what I've been, my priorities and straight for and stuff like that. Low key, I just want to lay low and just do whatever I want to do. I want to start streaming, honestly, and just start doing on low. I'll work for my other job as well and just start figuring stuff out through there and just honestly just figure out this road, especially, you know, since, you know, things going on, like the war and still, like, coming off of repercussions with COVID. And
right.
Stuff like that. I just want to really, like, I'm that type of person to lay low. So that's really just what I'm aiming for.
Definitely. For me, SIUE in Edwardsville, Illinois. And I'll get my master's in sociology. And then I'll be an assistant. Have a graduate assistantship for the Campus Activities Board.
Word.
So that's me. I never would have thought I would want to go to grad school, because I know when I first started, I was like, this is it. Mm-hmm. I get the bachelor's, I'm finished.
I feel you.
Things change.
Yeah, I definitely understand it. Like, and definitely grade school. I know some people's there, so if you need some help, let me know. I was just there the other week, just driving through the campus. I'm like, man. And it's like, it's overall, it's a great campus. And I'm like, definitely go for it, bro.
Thank you.
Overall.
I'm excited to get my master's. I know it's a far away thing, but I'm excited because I'm going to get my master's in arts management. Either Connecticut University, Yale University, or Virginia, because all of them have amazing arts management master's programs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I want to be an executive director of a performing arts center in the Midwest.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, okay. I had to think about it. I was like, Virginia. I was like, a lot of history there. I was like, Yale. I was like, yep. And then Connecticut. I was like, yep.
Yeah. Okay. But I have to wait a couple years before I get my master's after I graduate. So.
I'm back. Isn't it out of here? I spend a lot of time into it. Yeah.
So, Dev.
Yeah.
After this year, what have you learned from the podcast as you've hosted 21 episodes?
As Robbie said, keep an open mind. It's like, that's the number one thing, like, keeping an open mind of you, even though I'm, you know, coworkers with you outside of the podcast and stuff like that, and just keeping an open mind of different people's personality and their experiences. And it's like, not only, I've always been the person to, like, them telling me, you know, their personality, their experiences, and just enjoying it as a person, just learning people, because I've always been that person. I'm one to learn, then teach you about myself. And it's like, just having those, like, having this and them expressing that has been one thing I've never, like, having that experience is something I've never felt. And so it's like, it's just been fun through and through, and just sitting here and conversing with people. It's just like, man, it's just another journey outside of my own. It's like, man, it's a walk of life. That's awesome. But I'm not in your life. I've never gone through that. So, like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of thing I think about.
Is there an episode that is really like blew your mind or made you really think about things differently?
There was a couple. I would say, like, as we were talking about on the other podcast, is like how you were brought in, like, being on sports and not knowing sports like that, and how, you know, doing podcasts with all the sports teams open your eyes about sports and stuff like that. Just like having their conversations with them has just opened my eyes to their, like, unique attributes within their own sports and how they relate that with being a student at Lindenwood. And it's like to hear that and to see it, like, through their own eyes and their facial expressions while here on the podcast has been like something to like hunger me for the day or for the week. And it's like, man, if you got that ambition just talking about it, like, man, that's different levels of hunger, and that's just straight love for your sport. Yep. And I was like, that's what I love to see, and that's like what I've been saying, just like loving to see that is what's inspired me as well. I was like, for real? If I had a ring, it's like a ring system, because football, it was like, it was basketball, but it's like after we did the football one, and then it was like basketball, and then Elijah was probably cool, but top one would probably be between basketball and football.
No, I...
And field hockey was lit.
Field hockey was one of the most interesting ones I've ever discussed.
They were all good.
Because I never really thought about what it's like to compete in a sport where there isn't a counterpart. Like, you know...
Fair.
Volleyball has men's and women's. Rugby right. has men's and women's. Lacrosse has men's and women's. But field hockey is just women's.
Yeah.
And then the football one, I had an idea of what a football player was.
Yeah.
And they were not that. I was like, oh, you're decent human beings? That's a shocker. Okay, you have to understand. I have never been to a football game.
Go ahead.
I never been to a football game. The only experience I've had with football was my ex. And I didn't even go to his games. that could have been an issue. And then on top of that, movies, which paint football players as, you know, like, rude.
The jock who has, Got you.
So.
No, okay. I can definitely see that. I'm glad, really.
No, I really want to go to football games now. I want to see this tailgating thing that Lindenwood has.
You got to go to a real tailgate, cook. You can go, you know what, that's good. Yes, go to a Lindenwood tailgate, and then go to a different school tailgate, and then go to an NFL tailgate. That's how you should rank it off.
See.
Real talk. No disrespect.
I've seen the University of Nebraska Lincoln tailgating, and it just terrifies me.
Oh, you don't have to go to Nebraska.
Those things are
they're different. I'm not gonna lie.
The amount of people with corn on their head. You haven't seen those. They're just like huge corn.
It's just like corn cob, bro.
Corn cob on the head. And it's like,
is it with the husk or not?
With the husk.
Okay, I was gonna say with the husk, and it's like.
I'll show you a photo. Corn head. It's pretty entertaining.
It's hilarious, okay. Bro.
So, for both of you, what do you think is the greatest lesson you've learned at Lindenwood?
You can go ahead, Robbie.
That's kind of coincides with the other question that you asked.
Because I was, let me rephrase this. So, what is the greatest lesson you learned academically at Lindenwood?
Oh, academically?
Oh.
Like,
don't compare yourself to others. I'm not the most academically gifted student. Okay. I never have been. But I just don't compare myself to others. Because my GPA.
Yeah.
It's not going to dictate my success.
He graduated.
Yeah.
Right. He's graduating. Oh, that's what dictates his success.
Preach. Okay. Oh, my God. I don't know. That's hard. I would say know where you stand. I was like one thing, like, when it comes to, you know, these 2 weeks of being here, a lot of everybody's, like, the pressure gets on us. And we all, it shows us how we are in the moment, especially when it comes academically. So, like, one thing I like to say to students is, like, okay, you have your final, you got a presentation, you got a paper, whatever. Go ahead in there and go ahead and put in the points you would think you would get and weigh it out what you got now. Or go in, if you already did a quiz and you got a paper next week, go in and put in the points for what you think you're going to get on that quiz or what you already have and see what your grade will be if without that, with that, or without it. And I was like, just know where you weigh and where you stand. It's like, just when if you stay 10 toes down to what you believe in and what you're doing, what you're putting on paper, I feel like it's the most comforting thing you got. At least whatever you're gonna, it's what you're gonna have when your back is against the wall. So that's how I see it. It's like, academically, things can be thrown at you in all different types of ways. So when you're back against the wall, those things are going to keep coming at you. And that's all you got. That's how I see it.
It's good. Good response.
Right on.
I have kind of a silly question, though.
Go for it.
So, recently I've been talking to some friends about, you know, when you have a lot of influence or you have a lot of money, you can, like, buy buildings and name things.
Mm.
So, if you could rename a building at Lindenwood, which building would you choose and what would you name it? Because I'll give you mine. So, okay. I would name Sibley Haunted Sibley. Because it is haunted. I want people to know from the get-go.
These rumors,
that
bro.
That Sibley haunts. No, I've already told you the story.
Yeah, you did.
I'm telling you, Sibley haunt. Penny, Miss Kathy, both of them can tell you some super weird stories. I've talked to them about it.
Here on the haunting hour of Lindenwood.
And, like, some Ghostbuster TV show went to Sibley Chapel and, like...
Wait, for real? I didn't even know that.
And, like, measured the ghostiness of it.
You already know, y'all. The ghost hour.
And so, I would rename Sibley Haunted Sibley.
Okay.
I think I'll rename the president's house Robbie's house.
Would you also like to live there?
I don't necessarily have to live there. I think it's kind of cool if I have somebody else living there. Where do you live at, President Porter? Robbie's house. The one on the hill.
For real? For me, it'd probably be Butler. I want to make Butler in, like, a complete, like, student area. Mm-hmm. Like, no cap. Like, there's been names, like, I don't know, like the Butler Boundary or something like that or something like that. Just to make it, like, alliteration with it or something like that. But all-around student area. That's what I like to do with Butler. Like, we're like, oh, it's closed. It used to be a library. Okay, cool. We can either knock it down and start a new building that can start a chain of new buildings on that strip.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, we can reuse the building and use it as, like, a lounge or a loft area that we can put another, like, coffee shop or something in. Simple as that. Students can go and do their thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's mainly what I've been looked at. Yeah.
Nice. You wouldn't name it after yourself?
Nah.
No.
No, because really, I don't know. There's nothing really to the name after myself. Or, like, if you use my last name, Hunt. So I'm just like,
the Butler Hunter Hall.
Low key. That's why I like just like Butler. Like, I actually like the name Butler. So I was like, Butler Boundary.
Who's that? Is that after a founder? No. Anyone know? No.
After somebody who pays some money.
Yeah, that's why I think it was after a big donor. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like Jay Shai.
Yeah, I think
Schrodinger Center.
Yeah, the bigger things were named after, like, main people, like presidents, Evans and stuff like that.
So, you know, we were talking about freshman courses, right?
Yeah.
So everyone, when you come to Lindenwood, you have to take a freshman course. My course was taught by Angie Royal.
Lindis Royal.
Edward was actually in the class with me. That's how we met. Mm-hmm. And we took a class called Living the Leadership Life,
okay.
And it was so much fun because we learned how to succeed in college. Like, Angie really did say, all right, this is your education. It is your choice whether you want to work at it or not.
Mm.
But just remember, you are paying for this. And I was like, good point.
Preach, Miss Royal, preach.
I know it's been a while for both of you.
Mm.
But what do you remember from your first year seminar?
The instructor, was it, you work in her office, is it Pennington?
Penny.
Penny, yeah.
Penny, yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, Bryant, yes.
Penny Bryant, yeah. There we go, yep. Penny Bryant, she's, that's who I remember the most because she was just so kind and she assisted me with a few courses and questions that I had.
Word, okay. Bro, I remember all of it. Like, literally, I remember the room we were in. I remember the lion leaders are my lion leaders. I don't remember who was in my group. I remember the class, the name of our, I remember the name of the class. It was had to do something with Hollywood. And I remember the teacher was Dr. Firestein because I was a crim major before I switched over to sociology. And I was like, man, this is dope. And she made her whole thing like it was like a crime in Hollywood. And then we were in the multi room in the third floor of the Lark with the multiple TVs, mm-hmm. and each TV had a different color color group to it. And I was like, "All right, bet." And then I think my group came last or second to last, something like that. But it was, I remember, like, most of it. It was crazy.
Hmm, okay.
So what do you wish you knew when you were freshman?
The difficulty, the challenges, the adversity, the pain, the agony, the depression, all of it, honestly.
Yeah, I think a lot of what Dev said is just right on the money.
Yeah, all of that, just all of it, because you. This is a hard one.
He's thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hard thing to, like, think about.
Definitely, I would also tell my 18-year-old self as a freshman, you know, don't be afraid to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back to the connecting thing with people. That's what I would say. Because when I was a freshman, I just stayed in my room, and that wasn't the best beneficial experience. That's how people drop out.
That's how me and TJ were. We were just doing our thing,
but
bro.
See, you had two people.
Yeah,
you had a friend. I ain't had nobody.
Oh,
hey, me too. Oh. I literally, when I wasn't, actually, I spent most of my time in my room. But that's because of COVID. I'm going to be honest. Because I went to class, and then... Well, it was virtual. Everything was virtual.
You're right.
And then when it wasn't virtual, no one came. I could not count the amount of times I would go to a class, and it would just be me and the professor.
Ghost. Yes.
And the worst part is, like, the owl, and you would go to class, and no one would speak. And I'm like, I will talk to you, but I feel like it would just be me and the professor talking. I'm like,
It was most of that time.
I just felt so bad for them. I'm like, I am so sorry. I feel like being in my room really did, like, hurt me a lot.
Oh, yeah. I know it did me.
I would just say all in all challenges. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it really, just narrowing it down would be the challenges. Because it's the most things you don't know of when you get to something new. Mm-hmm. It's like, for most people, this is a next step in everybody, like that person's life. Mm-hmm. And... whether they solidify it as, you know, just a moment in time in their life or an actual physical, you know, chapter that changed them as a person. I mean, all in all, it did something. So with those came those challenges. So I'm like, definitely challenges. Through and through.
So what do you think Lynwood does well and what can it improve on? Because I know I applied for being President Porter's ambassador, which you are.
I am.
Oh, and really? Congrats, man.
Thank you.
And I made it. And one of the questions they asked was, what is one of the reasons you like Lynwood and what can it improve on?
Mm-hmm.
And so as graduating seniors, you know, you've seen Lynwood for the past 4 years. What does it do well and what is it really falling short of? You're graduating in 2 years, so they can't punish you.
Right.
When I saw this question, I was thinking the same thing, Lauren. I was like,
I like how they provide a pretty good education with the professors that they offer.
Okay.
I've met quite a few good professors, and I can't say that I've met a bad one. Maybe I met one that I didn't like, but just a bad professor.
Okay.
I can't say I've experienced that, at least. What they can improve upon, of course, is probably the diversity. Within the population, but what PWI can't improve upon that.
True.
And for the listeners who do not know, it's predominantly a white institution.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, is that all right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. no, pretty much you hit it right on the coffin too, really. I would say for bad teachers, I was like challenging, mm-hmm. you know, challenging your personality. You're not, don't know how to like adhere to. I see also that they do a good job of, like, when they want to reach out, mm-hmm. they reach out. I give them like that. I understand there's still some boundaries and, you know, gray areas and stuff like that. But when they want to, like, physically put in the step to reach out further than they want to, they do.
Definitely.
And also with creating, you know, events that can be fun mm-hmm. if an individual gets into them. You know what I'm saying? They might be broad, but an individual gets into it, it might be fun.
Right. Right.
Events unlocked.
Yeah.
All the events next
prime
week.
Example. Right. All the things we throw at NSO, just the things that CAB throws, the things that LSG throws, all of it.
Are you having a grill out?
LSG cookout.
Cookout.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a potato salad.
27th, perfect.
Bad, 27?
Hey, you know, if you bring some potato salad, man, it got to be right.
What time? What time, Rob?
It's from 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8?
6 p.m.
Say less. I get off of work. Give me a plate. Say less. I'm bringing a potato salad.
Barbecue food. It'll have an ice cream bar.
Yummy.
Live musical performances, and then FSL, Fraternity Student Life, will be co-hosting, and they'll have carnival-themed games. Word. They have this vendor, and then you can win real prizes.
I'm excited.
Bad. You heard it here, folks. Come through.
Okay.
Eat some grub, definitely.
What's your favorite potato salad? It's like weird.
Regular. Yeah, regular mustard.
I don't even like potato salad. I just know that when people have bad potato salad, they're like, who made the potato salad?
Oh, God, bro. Why, and don't let me catch you putting no raisins in no potato salad, bro.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Let me put something. You can put egg in it. You can go ahead and put some celery in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see you put a sweet thing like a raisin or a grape,
no.
I'm on you.
You need to leave.
You need to leave. Let me see your manager. Okay. And that's why I get that. You're done. Okay. Leave the cookout.
Devs becomes a Karen. Where's your manager?
Like, give me your own guy. Like, give me your plate.
Have you ever had warm potato salad?
Yes. And it does hit.
It does.
I feel like all potato salad, but you can't eat it hot.
No, not.
Can't eat it hot.
No.
Can't eat it hot. Cold potato salad hits. Lukewarm potato salad hits. A little bit warm potato salad hits. Hot potato salad, no.
No, because some people use, I like mustard potato salad.
Right.
But some people put some weird stuff in it, and I'm like, what? You keep ruining
true.
It.
True. Or the red potato version. When it's all white and the red potato, it's okay, but it don't hit as hard enough.
No. Man. I'm excited. I'm getting
I always love the midnight breakfast and the end of the year cookouts.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll have live performers like Marco Lee. He has a song called The LUA.
Word.
Very good song. He'll be performing it. Chi Chi, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she has a musical album out.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be performing, she said. And then Nadia Maddox.
Oh,
say less.
I love that woman. I
hope she goes on last so I can make it.
She's stunning. Like, I just.
Me, man. We're supposed to have her on one, but save it. Still saving it.
Well, that's. She's a student teacher now.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Her life is just insane.
And she does a lot. So.
And she was in Rent.
Definitely shout out to her. Yes, right.
Oh, Rent was. There was a show here
a
at Lindenwood.
A doozy.
It was. It was a show that I'm glad we put on. We learned a lot from that show.
Word.
As a theater department.
Mm. Have you guys already set what you guys are going to do next year? Or mm-hmm. are you guys, okay.
I didn't
know that yet.
We are doing, we're starting off with a show called On the Razzle.
Okay.
That will be on our main stage. It is a play.
Mm-hmm.
We then go into Titleist Show, which is a musical that will be in the Block Box. Then after that, we have Curious Incident for spring semester. That's a play that will be in the Black Box.
Okay.
And then Cinderella, Roger and Roger and Heimerstein. I don't think I'm saying that right.
I think on the lines, yeah.
But the musical, and I'm super excited for that one because I've actually already done Cinderella. I did it in high school.
Okay.
Bro.
So, and our costume designer is very excited about not taking the traditional approach.
Oh, okay. Bro.
And if you've seen any of his costumes, you know he will not take the traditional approach.
Say no more.
Like, maybe all the women will be in jumpsuits with, like, a train behind them. I don't know.
Big diffy,
but
Big diffy.
He's definitely not going to be, like, your traditional Cinderella.
Say less. I want them to bring another drag show, bro. Like, that's why I also wanted to say this. Also pretty, well, I think Lindenwood does well. It's bringing some, like, outside new stuff when they want to. And then definitely that drag show was lit. I went. It was awesome.
We had a drag show?
Yeah, we had a drag show like 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some teachers and administrators do stuff too, if I'm right.
Ethan, I can't remember Ethan's last name.
Can
but
President
she was
Porter
under,
be
but
in
he was
that?
Under a. Ooh, that'd be hilarious. But yeah, the low key, the performances were good.
That would be hilarious if we had
so
President
good.
Porter in drag.
I'd be like, that's Tough Boy. President Porter, yeah, that's that boy PP up there doing his thing, bro. That boy, President P up there, bro.
When did that become a thing that we decided up there pushing. That his name is now PP?
That's that boy, President P. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go crazy. You got to put some emphasis on it. You know what I'm saying? That boy, President P.
Like President Porter.
President Porter. You know what I'm saying?
And just so y'all are aware, not related. Even though my name is Lauren Porter.
She's lying. Big cousins.
The amount of things you think. I'm so creative. We had an in-depth conversation about whether or not I was the LU Shade Room creator. Because they were like, Lauren, it's it. And I'm like, I don't know how to convince y'all that I'm not.
Because you're the only one in conspiration with her.
It's been around longer than you've been here, isn't it?
No, it started as soon as I got here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it started in like
and we're still waiting.
August.
Hmm. Still waiting for the reveal. They're supposed to graduate September. With us too. Robbie, they're supposed to graduate this year, yeah. So we're maybe hoping for a reveal. We'll see. Yeah. They need a successor.
I might need to message her again.
Okay. No, she said at 2000. We'll think about it, but if she wants to keep it on the wraps or he, they can keep it on the wraps.
No, it's a she.
Oh, she can keep it on
the
wraps.
Only a female could do such a thing as this LU Shade Room.
That's what we think, Robbie.
For real? I think I told you that. I think we were having a conversation. I was like, only a female could be that shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like, man.
And then you were like, well, I was going to say anything, but yes.
Low key.
So, you know, the one thing is, like, that LU Shade Room is leaving the creator a legacy.
Facts.
So, you know, what do you want your legacy to be at Linda Wood? Like, what do you want people to feel once you leave? I know I will be devastated once Dev leaves.
If I'm being honest, I want every LSG president to be compared with me. Like, yeah, man. Okay, you was cool, but you wasn't Robbie. Robbie did this, that, and the third. That's what I want my legacy
Big
to
facts.
Be. I want it to be like 5 years down the line, and they're still talking about, man, Robbie used to do this Hell as yeah. LSG president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, current LSG president, we love you, but you just not
you didn't
mark.
Oh,
you know,
God,
that's,
the boy
to
Robbie,
be honest
you know?
With you, that's what I want.
Big bet.
I'll make sure. I'll tell him to compare it.
There we go.
I'll constantly like
compare yourself to Robbie.
I'll be on a podcast my senior year and be like, look, the person in charge is doing a great job. But here's the thing. They are not
they ain't that
the 2021-2022 president.
On me.
And just, I'll constantly compare them. They'll love it.
There we go.
On me. I just don't need a name. Just leave a name. Honestly, or leave a piece of something, which is this podcast. Yeah. I've been waiting to do this for my whole 4 years here, Rob. Like, ever since we dropped on this mug, I've been like, bro, I've seen bits and pieces. And I'm like, bro, if I can just say something and just, like, put my stamp on it. And it's like, I've personally felt like I couldn't really do it through different orgs. Mm-hmm. Like, as you know, being the president, it's like, I want to do something, like, I created. I was like, all right, cool, podcast.
And you've done it.
On me.
With a lot of success.
And this is it, really, Lauren. That's all I wanted. It's from here. And my degree. But besides that, this. On me, I'll be like, I'll take my paper. But this, too.
And, are you going to frame it?
Oh, most definitely, bro. Like, oh my God.
Are you going to graduation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to graduation?
Yes. I was about to ask. You going to use all them 10 tickets?
I thought it was 4.
No, they extended it. They gave you 6 more. You got 10.
Well, I'm not graduating this semester. I'm graduating next semester.
That's right.
Sadly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you know somebody with some extra tickets, tell them Robbie wants some extra tickets.
I'll let you know. I'll keep your eye open.
I know
the LHD press wants them, bro.
No, a lot of people have already been like messaging everyone, like, do you have any free tickets? And I was like,
I didn't know they did the extension. So, yeah, definitely I'll let you know 10. Bet.
Do you wish that they. There's a conversation we had at the office about whether they should make graduation more like fancy, but lessen the amount of people able to go.
Okay.
Or if they should make the space bigger and cut down, like, the fanciness and the... Like, would you prefer to have a, like, more extravagant graduation or have more people at the graduation?
I'd rather have more people at the graduation. It'll be interesting to see how they do it because this year it's in Highland and it hasn't been in Highland for some years now.
Yeah, it's always been down the road and around the corner.
Family
at the
Arena.
Yeah, at the Family Arena.
Mm-hmm. So, I like more people.
Yeah, I always liked the arena. Yeah, and Highland's going to be weird. No, I'm not going to say weird, but definitely different. Yeah.
And they're breaking it up to the 4 colleges.
Mm-hmm. What can also give a comfortable feeling? Oh, okay. So that's why they're breaking it up. Okay.
Probably to fit more people.
Yeah, because I was like, I thought they did it all in one, or in 2 days, or in 1 day. And I was like, no, they're breaking it up in 1 day. And I was like, why? No, okay.
There you go. Yeah. It's weird, because, like, at my high school, we rented out Pinnacle Bank Arena, which is, like, this huge, like, I don't even know the numbers, but a really big arena.
Yeah.
And we held graduation there. Sadly, I was unable to go because of COVID.
Sorry.
So, but yeah, I was like, why is college not putting as much effort into graduation as a high school? Like, there's there's a big difference between high school graduation and college graduation.
Right.
So I was like, why not put it outside? And they're like, bad stuff can happen outside. I was like, good point.
True, especially with all the rain we've been having and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the Midwest. You never really know.
I know, but it's so diffy when it hits outside, though. Man, indoors is cool too. I mean, the whole traditional atmosphere of graduation is cool, all in all. But I'm like, outside is pinnacle levels, man.
Yeah,
we'll see.
So, you know, what advice? Mm-hmm. Do you have for me to continue the podcast? Because I now have to do this without you, and I don't want to, but I have to because you're graduating.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have for me to continue the podcast?
Again, keep open mind. Also, know that all your tools are available to you. Like, as you see, we got our stuff. The new board, it's way much easier, Lauren. Way much easier. And you can also change it up. Not only the board, but also the podcast to what you're accustomed to. Like, this year has been what I've wanted pretty much, but now it's yours. You have the reins. And I said, really, it's just like, whatever you want to portray out of your mind, definitely do that. Because this is a podcast. You can be as creative as you want, bro. Behind this mic is you. And you are one hell of a person, bro. And that's a fact. So definitely let that mug showcase. You got all this spunky charisma and enthusiasm, all that stuff. On me, let that mug go. And this is a great place to do it. And this can low-key be your sanctuary without outside of a sanctuary. Even though you got mugs upstairs chowing down or whatever that is. Chick-fil-A, Qdoba, all that. But definitely down here, you can definitely be your own person.
I mean, must be a good food day today. We're very excited about the food right now.
They have salmon upstairs.
Oh, salmon? Oh, my.
Who's doing salmon?
God.
The grill spot.
Oh, my God. I'm on it. I might be.
I don't like salmon.
You don't like salmon?
No.
You need to leave. I ain't never heard nobody say
man,
I don't like
salmon.
Salmon
and a good peel off, man.
I also don't like lobster, though. So.
I don't eat lobster, neither.
It's just so messy. Like, I just...
That's fair.
Because you have to, like, crack the bone. And I had an in-depth conversation of whether or not the lobsters feel the pain when they go into the water.
Is it bone or is it the shell?
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's the shell. But isn't... Don't you also... Yeah, you crack the shell and then eat the... Yeah, that's true. The shell. Mm-hmm. But...
It's, like, small, like, little... I don't know. It's all ligaments with them.
I know, but I was very convinced that the lobsters felt like when they got dumped into the boiling water, like they felt it. And then I was doing research, and scientists aren't sure because they don't know, like they don't know if the lobsters have the pain sensories that like other animals do. And like, does the water temperature like immediately kill? Like, how does that work?
You've actually intrigued me on this, low-key.
Do you know?
That's actually,
no.
And that's kind of brutal and all to like come like all that, but like this is actually a topic that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, okay. I was.
The fact that you Googled it got me weak.
No, I was like really convinced because my mom was like, okay, we're going to have lobster. And I was like, but you have to like, because the issue is, I remember this from culinary school. When you cook lobster,
yeah,
you can't like kill it. And then put it into the boiling pot.
Right.
Because the amount of time from killing it and putting it in the pot, a really big, like, there could be some really bad bacteria that can grow within it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why, like, when you get lobsters, they're always alive. Like, mm-hmm. they're always alive. Because if you kill them, there's bacteria that grows pretty quickly that can cause humans to become really sick.
Hmm. Mm.
That makes sense, though.
Right.
That's why, like, red lobster always has, like, live lobsters.
Right.
Maybe it's, like, taking, like, a hot bath, but, like, you're going to sleep type of thing to them. Like, not, like, being brutal, like, to think about it.
That's like boiling water.
I know, but to them, they live in it.
You know they live saying? In the salt water.
I know, but, you know, ocean. Salt water still be warm when that heat touch it. So I'm like, it's going to be warm. You ever been in a hot salt water pool, bro? On a nice hot day, bro? That salt water
lobsters
is warm.
Lobsters don't live in that, though.
They're warm,
they
man.
They live in the ocean. But it's cold. The ocean is cold.
Oh, Lauren, it's still going to be live, water, though.
But they live under. They live Lauren. On the bottom of the sea. It's cold.
Oh, God, Lauren, but it's still going to be water. They still got to adjust. So that's why I'm like going into a sleep thing. I'm like, all right, cool. This living in water. Oh, this water hot, bro. Dead.
No, like, have you? No, have you ever been like?
I'm sorry.
You're outside and yes. you're like really cold.
Okay.
And then like you've been playing in the snow, and yeah. then you take a hot shower. Your skin burns. Like, it hurts.
But you also feel that numbness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That numbness, and then bam, that numbness, done. Simple as that.
Bro. I don't know.
I know.
There's not enough research.
It hasn't been, on God, there's no research. Now we just speculate.
There's not enough research. I really wish there was. I really wanted an answer.
It's all right. Maybe later down the road, we'll come back.
I think that even if they figured out that boiling is hurting the animal, they wouldn't stop.
No, they wouldn't.
Fair.
They would not. Lord. But then I could then give my, whoever I'm with at the time, I could always have the article pulled up in my phone and be like, before you think about ordering this lobster, this is what you're doing. And then be like, all right, we're never eating dinner with you again. Be like, that's valid.
Yeah, that's fair. I could be down one. You'd be like, sir.
That's also.
Winning moment.
Once, I remember I went to a restaurant one time and I was told to order veal. And at the time, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And as soon as they told me, I was like crying. I was like, this is baby cow.
Yes.
And then for culinary school, I had to cook veal like once a week. I will never eat veal again. I don't know why.
Is it good?
Yeah, I've never had either.
It's good because it's a lot.
Tender?
Yeah, it's really tender and it's really easy to cook. And especially when you yeah. put like a white wine sauce on it. Oh, wait, no, red wine sauce. It's really good.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I love wine reductions. They're really good.
That makes sense why they ground it up with ground beef. Okay, to make, you know, patties and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Pet. Okay.
But yeah, I was traumatized. I was like, I'm never eating veal again.
And on that, I got a video to show you afterwards since you're talking about baby cows.
No.
It has nothing to do with like.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you see. If
they're
you
much alive, I'll tell you that. Okay. okay.
As they're long as they're alive much alive. That's all I care about. Because, like, I don't know.
Bet. It's a cute video.
It's a cute video.
I got you.
Okay.
Bet.
Yeah. I have a weird thing. Like, if I'm a meat eater. I really do love meat.
Yes.
And I understand the cycle of life. Because my family owns a ranch where we take care of cows and then ship them off to get slaughtered.
Fair.
Just the reality of life. We have an entire pig in our freezer because my cousin sold my mom the pig at 4-H. And so now we have a bunch of pig in our fridge or man. Freezer.
And at least you don't have to worry about the next holiday season.
I know.
We
ham actually,
on deck.
We used the ham for Easter.
What? Resourcefulness. Resourcefulness. Love it.
Meredith.
And we got pork chops. Damn.
We do have pork chops.
Ham hocks.
Ooh, I know.
Neck bone. Chill out.
I'm just saying, it's really nice.
Bring it to the cookout.
It's all the way in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lexi's falling apart right now. I don't think I can go all the way to Nebraska to pick up some pork chops, drive back to Missouri, and be like, I brought pork chops. I can't even cook them in my dorm.
I know.
How opposed would you be to me just bringing like raw pork chops and be like, yo. Robbie, you want to cook those?
Hey, Rocky, throw these on the grill for me, big dog.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I can't do that.
Oh, my God.
Who's cooking the food for the cookout?
It's a secret. You got to come and
see. Pedestal?
It's a secret. You got to come and see.
It's a pedestal.
I like how you just put it out there and then you're going to stick to it. I can tell you that it's going to be good.
It's going to be. Hey, I'm not a. I like pedestal. They had during what? During the murder mystery.
Yeah.
They had some food. It was good.
Oh, pedestal could really throw down. It's just the quality of food. So like you can go into their system, and then of course the higher the food is, the better it's going to taste. I've had actually very good pedestal food, but of course it's just going to cost a little bit more.
Yeah, this was the same thing, Robin. We were looking into things for our events for learning communities. It's like that was the main problem. It's like trying to figure out
the chocolate.
Like our menus in general and how that make it up to par with the budget we didn't even know of yet.
Oh yeah, that was
and
fun.
Like, oh God, just comparing that to and trying to get it up to par on that and then finally figuring out what the budget was and be like, oh my God.
We could have ordered so much more food.
Yeah, we could have, but like also Kim's like, I'm just planning it. What were we going to order?
Right.
We had a fruit platter.
Yeah.
We had chocolate covered pretzels.
Oh yeah, that was fire. She was like, let me get some of those.
It was almost all eaten, too.
I brought you some in a cup.
No, that was from the bingo night. Yeah. I'm talking about my event, the live action game night. We had pretzel bites and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I missed.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'll go to bingo. All
right. He missed my event. Oh, man. I know. Robbie didn't miss it.
I had to work, man.
He and his friends came.
Blame Express. All right, FedEx Express, man.
Yeah.
They're always late.
Now, what advice do you have for your fellow seniors? Because, you know, they are entering into a market, like a field, a new era where we are in some pretty hard times when it comes to financial stability and, you know, the war with Ukraine. So what advice do you have for your fellow seniors that are graduating into a world that's very unsettling and unknown?
Try to think about your next move.
Yeah.
Try to make yourself as stable as possible. And whatever that looks like for you, just think it through. Take the time out of the day to say, after I graduate, you know, this is my plan. Even if that's just doing something to give yourself more time to think about what you want to do. That's what I would encourage. And during senior year, just try to your best to not succumb to senioritis.
Preach.
Not want to do anything because I've succumbed to it, but I hope nobody else does.
Duh. Very facts. You put it right on the nail, really, Robbie. On God, on that senioritis, too. It's right on my fingertips every time I type. But, he really hit it right on the nail. Just stay grounded, honestly, for me. And, like, for, like, outside of just, like, the seniors, for the students that are, like, coming into Lindenwood and the ones that are remaining is, bro, stay, not only help out, you know, the students coming in and all that stuff, but also really help out these commuting students, bro. Like, real talk, like the ones that were here and still had to commute, like during the pandemic and all that stuff, but also the ones after here, because some of that peoples, like me, some of that peoples have graduated and have gone, and they like don't completely have anybody, or it's just them doing and continuing their education. So definitely check out on them, and definitely like keep those people in mind as well, and stay just open hearted.
Valid, yeah, I like that.
Oh, me, bro.
Now,
yes.
Any final words from either one of you to end our last episode of the 2021-2022 season of the SaskCast podcast?
I'll go first because Dev should have the last words. You know, it's just been an honor and a privilege to be the LSG president. I've enjoyed it. We've done many things, and I'm going to post all the accomplishments the LSG has done on the Instagram page. So just look for that. And if you can, when is the podcast coming out this episode? I probably shouldn't ask that.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Well, to your point, Robbie, no problem. Of course, bro.
As loved always, having you.
On me, and just always a great person to talk to, and always, and also a great leader to follow. And we're proud, like, honestly proud, and just overall grateful to have you being our, you know, our president, honestly, because it just, to me, it brings comfort, but also, like, to the people who came in with us, it also brings comfort, bro. And to see a familiar face is something that also just, like, uplifts us, but also at the same time makes us level-headed. And so, for real, thank you on that.
Oh, my pleasure.
My last words really be thank you, Lindawood, and honestly, thank everybody who came in for these podcasts in general. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you to the SAS cast, and thank you to the SAS office. And really, it's just been a rolling journey, and I appreciate it. And just let me, just allow me to, like, say whatever I needed to say or whatever I wanted to say and just be me. And thank you, honestly. Real talk. Shout out to Frozone.
That's a Snapchat.
You already know. Yeah, it is.
Yes, I'm going to miss you.
No, it's okay, Lauren. Lauren, I'm literally 20 minutes down the highway, bro. But you act like I still don't come this way to go to my other job.
But the difference is...
Yes.
Just like the difference with Brooke was...
It's true. Yes.
You aren't coming here every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to see your face Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
See, here's the thing. Another difference, though, with that. It's also I am not Brooke. And I also answer my Snapchats. Okay. I'm not with emails and stuff that, but I might do it with that good old Snapchat. I'll tell you that. Emails.
I don't even have your email.
Text messages. Now that's a 50-50. Probably will answer that one though.
Oh, I don't even have your phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We communicate just Snapchat.
Exactly. Hit up three.
I communicate with Robbie just on Instagram.
Ha!
We're Instagram friends.
DM buddies.
We're DM buddies.
Oh my god, oh my god.
And with that, are you ready to say it for the last time?
Well, before that, is there anything else, Lauren?
No.
Any announcements or information? Besides my usual spiel.
You got this for finals.
Oh god. For real. And oh god, you got it for finals. Come through the office for all your testing and your tutoring needs, especially for these last 2 weeks. And definitely get to the writing center also, but they're going to be jam-packed, but they got open spots. Definitely hit those up. But for all in all, everybody, thank you again for coming through and being part of this. And thank you again for listening. And as always, it's been your boy Dev and that girl Lauren and the boy Robbie in here. Wishing y'all to stay sassy on a nice, nice Friday. Thank you all.